Welcome to the Upfront Africa blog for the Voice of America with Jackson Bunganyi. Upfront Africa blog brings you news, analysis, and interviews with newsmakers on the African continent. Here is Jackson Bunganyi.
Sarah, you are a junior in high school. How did you start with this project, and why the name Shoes for Sheba?
Well, I had gone to Ethiopia when I was in fourth grade, and I saw the poverty that the kids lived in. I always knew that there was something that I could do, and I always wanted to help with that, with my heritage. So it all began in the thought process. And as far as the name goes, Shoes for Sheba, well, first, it's a play on words because they're both S's, but also Sheba, it's named after the ancient queen of Ethiopia, the Queen of Sheba.
Right. Was that the first time for you to go to Ethiopia?
Yeah, my dad's from Ethiopia. My mom's just from here in America.
Okay.
But that was, fourth grade was the first time I went to Ethiopia.
Somebody would look at you as a fourth grader and say, you're a little too young to be thinking about such issues. Do you get some of that reaction?
Yeah, I really do. And my parents, I don't think they really realized how much it would impact me as a young child, but it really did. And I don't want it to sound cliche, but it really did change my life, because even at that young of an age, I realized how much I myself had, and my friends had, and everyone I knew had, and that there were, to see these people that were living with such little amounts of anything, It really just pulled on my heartstrings. It really did.
Well, there's so many other issues. Why did you choose shoes?
Well, I've always been a runner, basically my whole life since I was probably five. I've been running races. So running's always been a part of my life, and it's been a part of my mom's life. She was a runner in college and high school. Surprisingly, my dad hasn't been a runner for that long, only since he's met my mom. But so running's always been something that's been a part of my life, and I figured that if I was able to help out and give shoes to those in need in the countryside, that would provide a way for them to get out of poverty. If I could provide them with the most basic tools, just shoes, they could better their situation and possibly get out of poverty. And my inspiration for that was really Haile Gebrselassie.
So let me ask you about your experiences when you went to Ethiopia.
Yeah, well, when we went there, we visited all around the country. We were in Addis, we were in Lalibela, Gondar. We went all around to the country, in the city, everywhere. And everywhere we went, you know, there were people in poverty. And when we visited the countryside, it was amazing to see the kids. And our tour guide would tell us that, you know, these kids were walking 10 miles just to get to school. And we looked down and they had no shoes, you know. And it was amazing because they would come to us and they wouldn't ask for candy or toys or money like someone here may ask.
Right.
All they asked for were pencils. They wanted pencils so they could go to school. And so to see that their priorities and priorities of children their age in America or in other countries with less poverty, to see the difference in those priorities is really startling.
Now, you say that this experience changed your life. Not so many young Americans like yourself get a chance to travel outside the continent and experience the life of other children in your same age group. How did this change your life? And when you talk to your fellow students in school, in high school, what do you tell them?
Well, first of all, I would encourage anyone who has the opportunity to go out there and to experience a different culture. You know, at a young age like I did, it was really helpful in just giving me more of a world view instead of just the small view that I had seen in my few years.
Right.
But it really changed my life in that, you know, I could really appreciate what I did have.
I see.
And it started this little burning fire in my belly to do something to help those, because if I had so much, isn't there some way that I could help them?
How have your parents reacted to your project?
They have been so supportive. They've been telling, you know, all their friends that they know, trying to get the word out. I've been trying to get the word out at my school, and they've just been really helpful. My dad's been helping me out setting up the website, because I'm not too technologically savvy.
Right.
But they've both been extremely helpful in the entire process.
And have you received some support from the community around you in terms of giving you some of their old shoes?
Yeah, I've been really, really surprised with the reaction that the community has given me. I've set up several boxes around the community in different running stores, physical therapy places, gyms, etc. And yes, the income has been really amazing. I wasn't expecting there the community to support me as much as it has.
And so when you finally get a certain amount of shoes, how are you going to deliver them to those in need in Ethiopia?
That was one of my primary issues when I started coming up with this idea, was how to get all these shoes to Ethiopia, not only just to Ethiopia, but to the children who needed them. And this is where my dad has been really helpful. He's been working his connections with Ethiopian Airlines and FedEx, and we've been trying to look for sponsors to help with the shipping costs. But so far, we have maybe around 200 shoes so far, and we're looking at connections with Ethiopian Airlines for our trip in December to take the shoes. We're also looking for running clubs in the countryside of Ethiopia to distribute the shoes to.
Okay. So you're going to take them to... are there many running clubs around the countryside?
You know, there aren't many. There are some, and I've been researching. There's one, I believe it's called Stride Ethiopia. It's been amazing to see their progress. They've been helping these children and everything, and I've been trying to get in contact with them to see if they would like to do a joint project, or if I could supply them with shoes, or they could lead me to other clubs like themselves.
Now, Sarah, I imagine that what we would consider as old shoes for us or for your friends, these are still, in most cases, still usable and in good condition. So they could come to good use for your friends back in Ethiopia.
You know, as a runner, a high school runner, my teammates were always so quick to go buy the newest, the latest, the greatest, the fastest, the lightest shoes, the best on the market. And the shoes that we've retired are still perfectly good to anyone, even if they'd be perfectly good to anyone who doesn't have any shoes at all.
Right.
And so I'm collecting right now basically shoes of any condition. If they're new, that's amazing. If they're not, that's fine. And if they're so old and battered, which I haven't come into any that are so bad yet, I can always take the liberty to, you know, not take them or take them to Ethiopia. But right now I'm just asking people to bring whatever shoes they have and not to be concerned about their condition.
If somebody wanted to help, what should they do?
The best thing to do would probably be to either email us at shoesforsheba.com, no capitalizations. You can also look on our website, shoesforsheba.com. Oh, and I think I said that wrong. The email is shoesforsheba@yahoo.com, and the website is shoesforsheba.com. The website has a list of all the different places that you can find boxes. Of course, this is in Southern California, so that might not be too accessible to our audience right now. But if you want to help, if you have any suggestions or ways you think you can help, go ahead and email us at shoesforsheba@yahoo.com.
Thank you very much, Sarah Kebede. Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, you take care now.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.